Because there was so much stuff that I wanted to do and I couldn't do yet.
So until you did it.
So I just had to learn. I was just open like that. Mm.
So until you did it, you had it. Until you could do
I
it.
I didn't even have 12s then, man. I had like B1. I had a B1 and something else. And I used to practice on those. They used to laugh. You know that. Steve used to come down and laugh, but I used to do my thing on them turntables, so it didn't matter.
When I first met Ray, that Ray didn't have 12s. He had some belt drive B1s.
He told us he used to come over and laugh at him.
Yeah, I used to come by and go, oh man, and just laugh at his whole set. And he made me a believer in him when he not only understood what I was saying, but he was doing what I was saying on the set that was inadequate. That was amazing for me. I would sit there and go, you do that again? I don't believe you're doing it on these turntables. It got to be some kind of, this must be a hologram or something. And he really made me believe that he really wanted to do it. That really personifies what it is, you know, as, you know, to being a DJ. So Raider just went from B1s. He could actually take those B1s. He could still do it. I'm pretty sure he could do it because he practiced on them 8 or 9 hours a day too, or 10 hours a day. He could probably take those same turntables and go do it. That's if he didn't. I don't think he threw them away or got rid of them. But I feel that he can get in a competition with those same turntables and do the same stuff that he's doing on 12s and beat people.
Like some of the routines that you have, do like some of the X-Men or like they recommend, like say, yo, try this, or yo, you know, really?
Yeah, that's what the X-Men is about. We're helping each other out. Hmm.
Like what, for example, what thing did you do recently or in the past maybe that was inspired by maybe Rob or Steve?
The last thing I was in, last DMC.
What would you do?
The whole routine, we all just sit together and be like, okay, Joey has a cut off this record, maybe you could do his cut and do something else with that. And we just build off of that. If I'm the only one who feel my routine is tight, and we're always like, yeah, it's alright, but maybe you need to change this, and don't do this so long, and we'll just go by that.
And sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree?
Yeah. Yeah. But not 80%, you know what I'm saying, at the time I'll agree though. Because I know Rob, I know it always be something I'm overlooking that Rob ain't.